Hello, welcome to News Fox. It's Tuesday, 27th of February. It's nearly March. Zena's popping pills there. What was that you just had?
Glucosamine.
What's that do?
Good for me joints.
Skunk weed.
Not skunk weed.
What is the news?
BAFTAs, we don't know.
BAFTAs. BAFTAs are well old news.
Ooh, should we do the Bastards?
Yeah, let's do the Bastards.
The mother of the fat boy was on telly last night.
Yeah, she's a bastard.
She's a bastard.
Can't think of anyone else.
Is that woman on in that Parliament with Kelly? She's a bastard, isn't she?
I don't know.
I tell you what, Boris Johnson, he's a bastard, but he still would.
I did a YouGov survey earlier and you have to say which politicians you like. Have you done that one?
Yeah.
I liked it. I enjoyed it.
It's quite interesting.
Because I had quite a mix. And essentially, it was just ones that I fancied a bit.
Yeah.
And I thought, I'll put Harriet Harman in just because I don't want to look like a pervert.
My best one was Boris.
Yeah, Boris was my best one. On the side of that cup that's disturbing me. Bad news for bees. Is it a bug?
It's a dead bug.
Bad news for bees. They're disappearing.
Hello.
Across 24 states in the US of A.
Are they all going together into a big swarm and then turning into
they're going to turn into a giant man, bee man. Actually, they don't know. They've just disappeared and all the bee keeping places, hives,
They're
all empty. It's bad news for honey fans.
I like honey, but you don't need it from bees.
What?
It should only come from bees.
Where does it come from?
You can get it out of a tree. I've got some. It's from a tree. It's not nothing to do with a bee.
You fucking idiot. Do you know, are you a Sinbad? Yes or no?
I don't know what you mean.
Are you a Sinbad, yes or no?
No.
Oh, that means you're not a lonely woman, which stands for single income, no boyfriend, absolutely desperate.
No, I'm not.
Are you a swamp donkey?
What's that?
Just means you're ugly.
Oh, no, I'm not that either.
There's a new glossary going around for popular terms. If you don't know what any of these mean, you're 404.
What's that?
That means you don't know because it's 404 not found when you do something on Internet Explorer.
Oh, I see.
So that one's quite good.
What was it again? Sinbad.
Sinbad. There's a sitcom which is single income, two children, and oppressive mortgage.
It's a bit depressing, isn't it?
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it. It sounds like a good scenario for a sitcom though, like 2.4 children.
Helen Mirren's dress.
She wore to the BAFTAs, the Bastards.
The Bastards. Kind of matches her wrinkly skin. So I'm just looking at this bodice bit here,
I think that's what her stomach looks like.
And then look at her crow's feet. Kind of matches. I mean, it's not a bad look. I couldn't do it because I've no clients, but you could.
Apparently, everyone was offered Botox, free Botox.
Really?
Yeah. Helen turned it down.
Did anyone take it up? Do we know?
I'm sure lots of people didn't.
We do have.
No. I don't like the idea of having stuff injected in your face.
To be honest, I probably would have done.
Is it made of a cow as well?
Only if I was going to the Oscars though. I don't know if it's made out of a cow.
So you would for the Bastards?
For the Bastards, yeah.
Fame Academy, Celebrity Fame Academy starting. Excellent bit of press coverage all round for that so far.
Oh, it's been a great press campaign.
Barry is going to be on it.
Brilliant.
Hopefully they refer to him as Barry all the way through.
He's going to win.
Not as Sean Williamson. Of course he's going to win. He's got a Mustang. Say it! Tara Palmer's Hopkinson.
He can act as well. Janine! See?
Yeah.
Janine!
Oh, Pat, you're trying on my foot.
Janine, you've killed me, but I love you.
And Miranda Hart, who we were just discussing, isn't a celebrity.
But she is now.
She is now a celebrity because she's been on Celebrity Fame Academy. There's someone trying to book tickets for Simon Amstel. They'll be lucky.
Sort
of. A quarter of births these days are by cesarean.
Bloody hell, that's not bad.
And it's interesting, not because it's like a trend to, you know, have your boob job and have it whipped out to your convenience. It's actually more because doctors are more likely to turn to it because they're scared of getting sued for millions of pounds if the birth goes wrong, if a natural birth goes wrong. So they're more likely now to go, right, quick, whip it out by cesarean. Which is sad, really.
Yeah,
it's very hard, you know, it's harder to recover from.
I mean,
when you have a stone.
The whole experience sounds horrific, but I'd much rather squeeze one out. And for the baby, you'd have thought it must be quite scary, but you'd rather be squeezed out than suddenly be like ripped out and lifted out really quickly when you don't expect it.
Mm.
Hurt your eyes.
I don't think they remember.
I think they do.
That fat kid.
Still fat?
Still fat. Not lost a single pound since yesterday.
Fuck's sake.
Still gorging on sausage curry and crisps and cocoa pops.
So anyway, his mum was fucking locking up.
You're furious.
I am furious.
As a man who's had a car accident, he's been awarded 1.2 million compensation because it gave him brain damage. And this is the way in which the brain damage manifested itself. He is obsessed with his mobile phone and cannot be trusted to go shopping alone because he spends his money on unnecessary luxuries. He's also started smoking cannabis, which has upset his wife. So apparently that's brain damage now.
Right. Not just most men.
Not frittering and smoking pot. That's brain damage.
Jesus. Well, I mean, that makes me angry as well. Who's given him that money? Where's it come from?
I don't know. Probably from us. Muggins here.
Probably you, yeah, personally. Check your bank balance later on.
Yeah, I'm that rich, I probably won't even notice it.
Some neo-Nazis. Mm-hmm. I tell you what, they're hard as nails. They got together and they burned a copy of Anne Frank's diary.
What, they burnt a teenage girl's book? Well done. Well done, the neo-Nazis there.
Yeah, they've really proved a point, haven't they?
They've done very well.
I might consider voting for them now. So.
I don't think there is a neo-Nazi party, is there?
Boris Johnson doesn't do any burning, and neither does Brown.
Boris Johnson did actually burn a copy of Harry Potter.
Well, that's fair enough.
Europeans didn't learn to, or didn't get the enzyme which allowed them to digest milk, cow's milk, until 7,000 years ago. And they think that's what made Europeans thrive, is that they built up, what's it called? Lactase, which made them...
Lactose tolerant.
Lactose tolerant, yeah, and then they could survive at a year-round supply of tasty goodness, calcium. And that's why the Chinese are rubbish. it's not a natural thing, it's something that's developed over time, and actually 7,000 years in terms of human development isn't that long, so it's quite interesting. That's probably why lots of people are lactose intolerant.
And the Chinese can't have it, can they? So is that where we're whiter than them?
Yeah, it's something to do.
And they've got stunted growth.
And they can't see as well, and that's why they've got slanty eyes.
Yeah. But can they see in the dark?
No, because they don't eat carrots either. Mm. And they never eat their crust, which is why they all have very, very straight hair.
Right, I've always wanted to have the hair of a Chinese person.
They have good hair. I love little Japanese indie kids. Brilliant. Oh. They have brilliant hair.
And they always wear really good clothes.
Mm.
Nice taste.
Open a window. Much better for you. That's what they're saying today.
You know what? I'm sick of all this red tape.
They're saying air conditioning is rubbish. You don't actually get any fresh air. And all your bugs go round in it. Open a window.
You have to report what's in the news, but is it news? Or surely this is what we know anyway.
Well, they've done a test to prove it.
Oh, big wow. Who paid for that? Probably me.
Yeah, you.
God, did. I'm so angry today. I'm angry about everybody being so
funny. Well, you're like this. Stupid. Or you might be angry about it. I can't tell which way it's going to go. Ferris Bueller, which you haven't seen.
No.
But it's come true.
Right.
There's a system called, or a company, who are called Pink Meet and Greet. And they're unlicensed, but they meet people at Gatwick. You meet them at the airport, they take your car while you're on holiday, put it in a secure area, a lock-up, essentially, and you know, they drive it there for you, and they meet you and pick you up. So you don't have to spend a lot on car parking, it's secure. Turns out, big rip-off, they're doing an investigation in it on Watchdog tonight. And what they're actually doing is leaving them by cars by the side of the road and just driving them round, and everyone's getting speeding tickets because people just go burning it up in other people's cars while they're on holiday. They're coming back to find that the car's done 3,000 miles and they've got 6 speeding tickets and it's just been left by the side of the road. So I'm not recommending Pink Meet and Greet as a service.
No.
Get the train.
Yeah, or just fucking well walk. God. Furious.
James Cameron, director of Titanic, has found Jesus.
Oh, right.
He reckons he's found his grave, and that he's found Mary and Joseph, Jesus' son, and Jesus' wife, Mary Magdalene.
And what page is this on?
9.
Page 9 of the Metro, so he's found
Jesus' body.
Right.
He says this weird thing. He says it's interesting about finding Mary Magdalene, going, finding that name with the others was the equivalent of discovering a grave marked Ringo alongside John, Paul and George, which is bad news for Ringo and Paul, who are both still alive, of course. I don't really know what that means. Were they in a big combo together? the Jesus family?
Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
Oh, this will cheer you up. Look, there's that lovely tiger and that monkey again. An orangutan and a tiger, they're in hospital, they're babies.
They're friends together.
They're in hospital together, and they've been having a little cuddle with each other.
Oh.
So you can't be angry when you see that.
But then I look at John Travolta and get furious all over again. What a fucking twat.
What's he up to, though?
He's gone old, he's gone bald, and he's got a stupid wig stuck on his head, and he's wearing loads and loads of makeup.
And his wig?
He's a closet gay.
He's got some sort of hair plug scenario going on, mate. Well, someone else who's as angry as you is a bull that went on a rampage yesterday around a train station in Ooh. Rugby.
Oh.
But it was in the cattle market and it escaped. It's actually quite serious. It's the person who was looking after it, Andrew Truelove, nice name, was knocked over and he's banged his head and he's in intensive care. He might have been killed by the cow. Airlifted to hospital, then the cow went a bit mad around the train station. The spokesman for Virgin Rail says, I don't think this has ever happened before, even though the cattle market is close to the site. So there we are. Watch out if you're on the train. Robbie Williams dyes his chest hair.
Does he?
A mole says, let's just say that the King of Pop can't have great chest hair now, can he?
Well, only if he's...
I never thought about chest hair going grey, really. I suppose it does. When does it go at the same time as pubes?
I don't know, I think it depends.
Same sort of hair, isn't it? Or is it? No, it's a bit downier.
Well, I mean...
Depends on
you've
the
You've not
person.
Got any on your head, have you? Grey hairs?
No.
Does that answer your question?
No. Doesn't even answer the question in the slightest. You have got grey hairs on your head, haven't you?
Yes.
What about on your chest?
On my chest? Actually, one hair came out of my tit the other day.
Was it grey?
No.
Not interested.
But you had a grey, didn't you?
I got a few.
Really? But you don't have them on your head?
No.
So it just goes to show they can appear at any time from
anywhere. No, that's what I'm saying. Is it the same as pubes, though? Because... doesn't matter. Second Life, the entirely fictional computer world, they got some people bombing it now. It's someone's the Second Life Liberation Army detonating on-screen bombs, which make the screen go freeze for a while, because they think it's profiteering or something. A bit mad, biting the hand that feeds in many ways. I don't really understand Second Life. I think it's a bit weird.
I think the best thing to do is to keep out of it.
Wow.
It's like the whole Trunks and Buttes thing. I think there's also going to be a real life and a second life. The second life people are going to be so fucked up they won't know it's a second life. Like the Trunks are so freaking stupid they don't know they're Trunks.
It's the only way to be is a Butte, isn't it, really? Stick with that then.
Stick with that. We'll cling to that.
Children's bedrooms contain electrical gadgets worth more than $14 billion each. This is in total, actually. They phrased it really badly, but the truth, the reality of it is, when you divide it up, really shocking. £1,260 worth of goods in their rooms. So, you know, you're going to be sick. What's wrong with you? Just swallow.
Sorry, that just was really made me laugh.
But no, £1,260 worth of goods in their rooms. Now, I don't think I've even got that much in my entire house.
No, I don't think I'm
not a child either. So what have they got? TVs, digital cameras, laptops. I suppose laptops are going to push it up, isn't it? Games consoles, that sort of shit. All of my stuff's really cheap. I've got a broken laptop at home that doesn't really work. I've got a £20 stereo.
Yeah.
£50 TV, a video player don't work anymore, and a DVD player that I got for free off a friend, second hand. That's it, really. In the living room, we've got a TV with a built-in DVD player which doesn't work. Penny's old video.
My DVD player, you can get that for a tenner. My TV, £4.
I know, come on and burgle me. What are you going to do about it?
Actually, probably my knickers are worth more.
My collection. Well, one of the most expensive thing I have got is probably my shoes. These were 75 quid. Oh yeah.
Gosh, that's a real thought, isn't it? I don't think I've had it for years. With my only house martins, it's worth quite a lot of money now.
I've got some real collector's items in my room. Children as young as 9 have considered suicide. Oh, it's not funny, it's really depressing.
I know.
1 in 6,000 calls to Childline were from suicidal girls. This one's really sad. A boy called Marcus phoned up saying he was thinking of killing himself, and he told a counsellor, "My mummy just died and I'm on my own. No one will care if I die too." It's really sad. You laughed at that. It's the saddest thing I've ever heard.
Adopt one.
I don't want one. Buses, everyone's fair, dodging, it's easy on a bendy bus.
Tonight, go and see Joss Stone at number 1 Campden High Street. She's got a cool voice.
What venue is that?
She's at Coco.
Ah.
Or see Simon Amstel here,
but
it's sold out.
It's sold out. This is what these people are phoning up about. We should probably get going, shouldn't we?
Yeah.
This is good. A rapist has been jailed after his victim gave evidence from beyond the grave. Turns out she's just written a letter going, yeah, he done it. And then she died of cancer.
Oh.
Sad for her. Heather Mills is in trouble.
Why?
Well, you know she's going to be on the US version of Strictly Come Dancing.
Yeah.
She's upset. All the disabled are upset about this. Going, well, look, she's well enough, agile enough to dance around on American TV every week.
Yeah.
Doing all sorts of leg in the air action.
Yeah.
And she shouldn't need a fucking parking badge on her car, which she does have. She's got disabled parking on her car.
But I suppose sometimes she's legless.
Well, I say thumbs down to Mucker there.
Yeah.
What's more annoying?
Fashion?
No.
Yes. There's a nice dress at French Connection.
Is it this one? I like the look of that one.
No, we'll see. We're bound to not like the same things, really.
Well, we never do. We barely get on.
Right, you can, let's finish.
Okay, well, thanks for listening. That's the end. We must now tell all these people they can't come and see Simon Amstel because they're not good enough. They're not good enough for my Simon. Thanks, and goodbye.
Goodbye.